Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1218. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, a very Merry Christmas to you if you're celebrating, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Tyrion Lannister from the show Game of Thrones once said, "You should never believe a thing simply because you want to believe it." When it comes to these Friday Q&A episodes, I take that very seriously. Whenever I answer a question, I like to look at the research. I like to look at what the data actually say. Because sometimes we want to believe those things that sound too good to be true. Maybe they are true, but at least let me look up the data for you to be sure. All right, let's finally get to today's post as we optimize your life. Today's question came from Dana, who asked, "What do you think about ashwagandha supplements? Are they effective?" Thank you so much for your question, Dana. Your timing is perfect. This is because before the end of the fall semester, which was just a couple of weeks ago, the last topic I covered in a public health nutrition class I teach was all about holistic nutrition. And as part of this topic, I discussed something called adaptogenic herbs. And ashwagandha is one such herb. So let's jump right in and get to the heart of your question, Dana. Ashwagandha is showing some promise when it comes to reducing some of the harmful effects of stress. It's also been shown to be helpful for reducing blood pressure and blood sugar levels in those with diabetes. Let me explain. First, I should mention that if ashwagandha doesn't sound familiar, you may have also seen it referred to as Indian ginseng, or sometimes it's incorrectly referred to as winter cherry. Now, if this still doesn't ring a bell, that's okay. Listen on. Basically, ashwagandha is a naturally growing herb found in India and Nepal. Its root, specifically, is harvested to create ashwagandha teas and ashwagandha supplements. That's because the roots of this herb contain compounds called withanolides. Withanolides are believed to provide the health benefits I just mentioned. But the problem is, we don't know exactly how much ashwagandha someone needs to consume or supplement with to know whether it will be helpful. In Indian and Nepalese cooking, ashwagandha, the herb, is commonly used. It's just a part of the normal cuisine. Now, is that enough to lead to potential health effects? Well, we simply don't know. For example, studies that have looked at whether supplemental ashwagandha is beneficial for reducing the harmful effects of stress specifically, used doses ranging from 300 milligrams of ashwagandha to 3,000 milligrams of ashwagandha. Some researchers provided doses every day. Others, not so much. In fact, most of these studies used supplemental ashwagandha, a concentrated dose of it, as opposed to its herbal form. Now, one well-designed study found that providing research participants with 300 milligrams of a concentrated supplemental dose of ashwagandha twice each day helped reduce stress hormone levels. So, we don't quite know how much ashwagandha or in what form to recommend in order to see these health benefits. Now, what I will mention is the most promising supplement for a number of conditions, ranging from anxiety, depression, and even autoimmune conditions, is turmeric, also known as curcumin. For example, studies have found that 250 milligrams of turmeric consumed twice each day for 3 months significantly reduced symptoms of depression and anxiety when compared to a placebo. For autoimmune conditions, 1,500 up to 2,000 milligrams taken each day as a supplement may help reduce the chances of autoimmune flare-ups. Now here's the deal. Unfortunately, in the US, we do have incidents of poor quality supplements being sold in the marketplace. It's unfortunate, but supplements are not as well regulated as our food and water supply. As a result, it's been estimated that about 30% of supplements sold in stores and online contain illegal or banned substances. There have been documented cases of supplements containing ash and newspaper shaving. There have been other situations where the supplement nutrient labels claim that an ingredient is present, but when its actual composition is tested, it doesn't contain that ingredient at all. Or maybe the wrong quantity or concentration is listed. Now, I should be clear. These incidents were not specific to ashwagandha or turmeric supplements specifically, just supplements in general. But it tells us that we have to be careful about which products we choose to purchase. We want to make sure that what we're buying meets purity and quality standards. Now, there are a couple of ways to check for this. First, look at the supplement packaging. See if you can find one or both of the following abbreviations on the actual bottle or on the box it comes in. Look for either USP or NSF. Both of these are independent organizations that check for the quality and purity of supplements. The USP logo is green and gold, so you can't miss it. The NSF logo is blue and white. Your other option is to log on to consumerlab.com. That's where I get most of my supplement information. Consumerlab.com does charge a small fee to search their database. But if you're a student and you're attending a college or university, you may already have a subscription to their database. So here's the deal. Before buying any supplement, ashwagandha, turmeric, or anything else, use at least one of these resources to make sure the supplement you're using is relatively free of impurities. And of course, always, always check with your doctor to make sure that supplementing is right for you and won't interact with any medications you might be taking. So the bottom line, Dana, is this. Ashwagandha is showing promise. It may help with certain conditions like reducing blood pressure, reducing blood sugar levels in those with diabetes. It may help reduce some of the stress hormones we produce when we're stressed. But we don't know how much ashwagandha a person needs every day and whether supplementing with it will actually help. We just need more research to know for sure. Now, is it likely to harm you? Probably not, but really, that's a better question for your healthcare provider.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And thank you again for the question, Dana. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. If you want to send in an audio question, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record from your computer. or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I wish you a very Merry Christmas if you're celebrating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Kwanzaa and Boxing Day and where your optimal life awaits.